right here at Webcomics Weekend. This is Jason Midnight, cartooner Sigler, and we have tracked down Angela Melick, and she is the creator of Wasted Talent. You can find that at wastedtalent.ca. Just get that right. Make sure. I don't know what kind of website you'll go to if you don't. How's it going, Angela?
Pretty good. I just also wanted to mention that if you forget the .ca, you can go to Google and Google Extreme Underwater Basket Weaving, and the number one hit for that goes to my comic.
Okay, you didn't tell me that before, so that laughter was me pausing. That's interesting. That's good to know. So keep that in mind. So, I had not heard of your webcomic till this weekend, and I checked it out, and it's definitely, I'm grooving on it. So tell me a little bit about it and why people should read it.
Well, it's an up-and-coming webcomic, I guess you could say. I've been doing it for 4 years, but I've only been trying for the last year and a half. I started it when I was in university, and it was just something that I did to de-stress, you know, and to make my friends around me laugh. And I guess I should preface it by saying that it's an auto-bio webcomic, which happened by accident. I didn't want to say, like, oh, I'm so great, I should write me. It just happened that way. And but I'm a mechanical engineer, so it started when I was in mechanical engineering at UBC. And I would draw these funny comics about my day and give them to my friends, they'd all laugh. And eventually the Wasted Talent section of my notebook was crowding out the actual notes that I needed. And I said, okay, I need a place to put these. So I put them all, you know, in a drawer at home. And all my friends would come and you're like, oh, give me the comic about the derivative. I need the comic about the derivative to show Stan here. And it's like, oh, I don't have it. And, well, man, what am I going to do? I don't want to carry around these stupid comics anymore. So I was pretty handy with websites, but my boyfriend at the time was also, you know, that's what he does. So he helped me throw together a really quick website, you know, and I made it as sloppy as possible to kind of reflect the strip. And we named it Wasted Talent. And so years went by. I kept doing it because I was still stressed out, and I still wanted to make my friends laugh. And, you know, when I got to the end of my university, I realized that there were actually people reading this comic. So it's continuing. I'm putting a little bit more effort into it now. It updates every week in full color, and I do it with natural media, so markers and watercolor. And it's still about my life, but now I'm an actual engineer working in the field.
That's the best description I've heard all day. That was great. Now, I know you said this is one of your first cons, or the first con you've really been to meet. No, she's nodding her head, so I'll let her talk about that.
No, this is one of my first East Coast cons.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've done conventions before. I've done a lot of Vancouver conventions, because that's where I'm from. And before, it was just I didn't have time to prep for cons. You know, you can't just show up at a con and do a con. You need a lot of merch and stuff to sell. So Anime Evolution was the con that I did for a long time. And last year, I, as part of my, you know what, I'm going to give this comic thing an honest go. So I did Stumptown and Ape last year, and a couple of other local cons, Anime Evolution included. So this is my first East Coast trip as Wasted Talent. And I'm having a blast. There's so many people here.
I mean, from what I've seen, you've really assimilated into your hanging out with Danielle Corsetto and Randy Milholland's, like, giving everybody hugs, giving you hugs, and it's just, it looks like you've really assimilated in well at this con.
Well, thank you. I mean, I know all these people on the internet, and I feel like I've been really, web journalism, I've been so into their strips, and, you know, I said before I came here, I've never met a webcomicer I didn't like, and that's true. There's just a certain level that we all operate on, and you know, after you get over the initial awkwardness of, I don't know who you are, you're a physical person, then you just, you know, build a rapport. We all have a very similar sense of humor and similar trials and tribulations that we go through in our lives, and it's really easy to make a connection. But, oh, I've been having a blast with all the people that I'm finally able to meet on the East Coast here.
And I think that's one of the great things about Webcomics Weekend. Every time I've come down here to the tables to, like, check on the creators, everybody's smiling. Like I said, people are giving out hugs, just coming around the table just to talk to people and not, like, buy my book. Okay, you bought my book, keep moving on. And it really is just great to see. And I'm sure if we have another one, then you'll probably be back next year.
I will definitely be back next year. In fact, I told Meredith, you know, please announce the name of the convention 6 months out. Because the reason that I don't have much to sell at this convention was because I just didn't have enough time to prep. I don't have a huge backlog of merch that I can just pack together, and I had to find a really horrible flight to get here affordably, and if it's 6 months out, I can definitely be here next year, and I would not miss it for the world.
All right, that's good to hear. And I would hope to make it out as well. And I'll see you again next year.
Great to see you, Justin.
All right, and that was Angela Melick. And you can find her strip at wastedtalent.ca.